Okay, our next presenter is Dr. Wenjin Lee. He's an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, which is about an hour west of Boston, and he directs the Health Statistics and Geography Lab there, and so welcome.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to talk about the insurance type and racial disparities in ED mortality. So this is a joint work with multiple institutions and investigators, including Sue Hobbs, Cindy Reiner, and Dr. Holden Hageman, and MD-PH, and Dr. Turner Osner, and an expert in risk adjustment for traumatic injuries. And Dr. Timson Emhoff is a trauma surgeon in the UMass Medical School. Dr. Hassan Alam is one of the best trauma surgeons in the country. And Dr. Aya Rome is a health policy researcher. And Dr. Soren Rogers at Temple University is another world-renowned surgeon. So first, this study is funded by National Institute Minority Health and Health Disparities. And the content is a very important statement. The content of this presentation is the views of the authors. It's not the official view of this NIH or Massachusetts Department of Public Health. All research activity has been approved by the IRB. None of us have any conflict of interest. So first, we're going to explore the relationship of health insurance type and with the ED mortality among traumatic injury patients. And then we discuss the relationship of racial disparities in relation to the health insurance and whether the health insurance type can actually explain some of the racial disparities we observed. So the data will come from Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the State Trauma Registry, and the data were collected between April 2008 and December 2010. And briefly, the Massachusetts State Trauma Registry is a mandated trauma registry, and within the law mandates all the state hospitals to submit trauma cases to the state registry. So the data here is basically not a sample, it's a census of the state. So we analyzed the first ED visit data in the registry, and we limited our analysis to the patients aged 15 years and older. In total, we have roughly about 32,000 cases, and with average age of 59 years, and about 47% of them are women. So here is the ratio ethnic breakdown. So roughly we have about 84% whites, about 5.5% blacks, and 6.6% Hispanics, and a very little Asian and other races. I want to point out in Massachusetts, the population, the whole population, the percentage of white is about 75%. So in this trauma registry, we see a little bit higher percentage of whites. Here is the average age and the percentage of males. You can see the substantial difference across the racial and ethnic groups. Briefly, in the white and non-Hispanic whites actually had a higher proportion in the registry compared to the other race and ethnicities. And the blacks and the Hispanics tend to be younger and lower percentage of females. Here's a breakdown by the insurance type. So the majority of the patients were insured by either Medicare or private commercial insurance, and about 13% were covered by Medicare, which we also call it a mass health. And there are types of insurance as well, and about a small percentage actually was unknown or self-pay. So there is association between the insurance type and the race, and we can see that the blacks and the Hispanics tend to be more likely to have Medicaid, which serves the low-income low-income residents. They also have tend to be a bit higher with other types of insurance. So here's the injury severity score by race. We observed a low significant difference, clinically significant difference in anatomic damage based on a trauma mortality prediction model severity score. This is a breakdown by insurance type. Again, we did not observe a significant clinical difference. So here's the breakdown by type injury mechanism, with type of injuries, and the majority of them, vast majority of them, actually lung penetrating injuries, and about 2 to 4% about the penetrating injuries across race ethnic categories. There are substantial amount of the gun injuries, gunshot wound, but mostly among the blacks and Hispanics. And there are also some self-inflicted gunshot injuries, and when the number is so small, so we, per the state rule, we have to suppress the numbers. So with all this data, and we run several logistic regression models, and adjust for the clustering effects of the hospital, trauma hospitals, and we also adjust for a series of co-confounders or co-variables, including sex, age, and TMPM severity score, and transportation mode, and systolic blood pressure, and facility type, which is coded as trauma versus non-trauma centers. And also we adjust the injury mechanism. So first I'm going to report on the results and data on arrival. And we present the odds ratio by race, ethnicity, and then followed by the insurance type, and then we presented and adjusted the odds ratio for both race and insurance type. Here is the results by race. We can see that about close to about 0.3% actually data on arrival, and there is a substantial difference among the blacks and white and other race. And about if you without an adjust for any covariables, we can see that a blacks had almost 17-fold of the likelihood of having a data on arrival. Even an adjust for those variables, we still have 5.5 the odds ratio for the blacks compared to white. So let's look at the insurance type. And we can say that compared to private or commercial insurance patients, and the public insurance like Medicare had a slightly lower odds ratio for data on arrival, and the other types of insurance also had a lower, and the Medicaid group is almost identical to the private insured patients. After I adjust for the our confounders, and we can see there is low difference between the Medicare and the private insured patients, and this is because Medicare primarily serves the older people, age 65 and older. So after adjustment, the difference is gone. But however, the Medicaid and our types of insured patients still had a lower risk and data on arrival. This prompted a very interesting question, why the private insured patients had a higher risk, and the further analysis is certainly is worthwhile to do. Again, I want to say there's no causality inference here, so I'm talking about associations. Just the insurance type might be just a marker of something else. Now let's adjust the race and insurance type simultaneously in addition to the other factors. And again, we can see that the Medicare and other types insured patients had a slightly lower risk. And if you look at the race categories, the blacks still stand out as with almost sixfold of higher risk than whites. So let's look at the results on the ED mortalities, which is happens in the days happening in the ED after admitted to the hospital. So by race, we can see there's a lot difference either unjustifiable or unjust results, but the only category stand out is actually the error risk, which has about 2.6-fold of higher risk. Let's look at the insurance type. Again, here we see the results. It's basically they compare the private or commercially insured patients, the Medicare, Medicaid, and other types of insurance patients actually had a lower risk. And this stays even after adjustment. Again, we adjust for the risk and the insurance type simultaneously. The results are pretty robust. Now let's break down it by insurance type and age group, because the insurance type is confounded with age. From this analysis, we can see that people with other types of insurance under age 65 and among the blacks still had a slightly higher risk for ED death. And for the privately insured patients less than 65 years old, and the R risk and a slightly higher risk. Again, this is based on the relatively small numbers, and we need to rerun analysis with additional years of data. In conclusion, the blacks had the higher risk for data arrival and ED mortality, and it just doesn't matter which way we cut the data, still they had higher risk. The high risk of the data arrival among blacks could not be completely explained by the differences in some of the clinical factors and demographic factors as well. So the differences in ED mortality among racial ethnic groups may be partially or largely explained by differences in injury mechanism and also the severity of the injury and transportation mode and systolic blood pressure. The differences in data arrival and ED mortality by insurance type are not well explained by those known factors. This difference still exists, so we needed further investigation on that. So just a limitation of the studies, the sample size is relatively small and only relied on 89 data arrival and about 540 ED mortality. So we need to examine the other reasons for black and white disparities in DOA, and also to examine the influence, the potential influence of insurance coverage on ED mortality. And I think the insurance type might be a marker of something else, but again, we need to further analyze that. So doing this type of analysis might have a policy implications to the state and its effort, and also its effort on eliminating these black-white disparities in trauma care. That's all I have. Thank you.